We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning! With Greg Hargrave, the chuckling Tom, the Governor Milliken, Heather Park in her pink sweatshirt, John Jansen.
Well described.
Well, that's what it is. And yes. John Jansen is here.
Yes.
I'm Stoney. And we thank the Another One Bites the Dust guys because.
Do we?
Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah.
It was week three last year.
Say that again? Week three, yeah.
It was the same, yeah. It was a day later, I think. Mm. Or earlier, whatever.
Yeah. All I know is I thought they'd be 1-2 at this point, and they are, but somehow it just doesn't feel like I thought it would.
Well, because, obviously, we've got 4 hours to talk about this. Yeah. TJ Lang will join us at 9, and we'll bring him in to find out what was actually going on the field in the moment. But against Philly, it's opportunities lost against a better team.
Yes.
And so you can, it's hard to swallow, but you can swallow that one. Mm-hmm. And then you get your first win. You're 1-1. You're tied for first place. We get a chance to play that game for just a little bit. And then yesterday against a team that I do not believe is a better team. You are leading for a majority of the game.
Double digits in two halves.
And then you find a way to lose it at the end. And to me, I know there are some things that Tom wants to talk about, or maybe you do, or the fans do that, you know, that buy into the whole SOL thing. I don't. What it came down to was a decision.
Well, that's what it came down to, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And when, you know, but as you know, with bad calls by the officials, you will always say you can't just blame the game on that. And the same thing holds true with this. However, it is unbelievable.
This one holds a little more weight than a bad call by an official.
Well, depends how bad a call is.
Well,
however, when you do it to yourself for no apparent reason, what Dan Campbell and whoever was in his ear, if anybody, to absolutely think that kicking or attempting a 54-yard field goal.
Personal record.
With a three-point lead, right?
Yes.
With a three-point lead by a guy who already missed one that he clanked off the upright.
That was closer.
That was closer. That had never kicked a field goal that long. And a field goal that, if it was good, would have made the margin 6 points, which meant that the Vikings would have had to score a touchdown to win the game, which they obviously did anyway. It made absolutely no sense, whether you use your head, whether you use analytics, whether you use a hot dog vendor screaming at you. It made no freaking sense. There were, in my opinion, three options. There might have been another option. Option number one, you go for it.
Yes.
Okay, they've been pretty.
I would have been okay with that.
Yeah, they've been pretty good on fourth down in the game because they couldn't do anything with third down, but that's a whole other story. That's option one. Option two is you have, although he had one bad punt, but you have a pretty damn good punter who I think is capable of either A, pooching, or B, worst case scenario, putting into the end zone so they start at the 20 and have to go 80 yards down the field to either, you know, win the game or tie the game. Or kick a field goal that is meaningless. He opted to do the meaningless.
Yeah.
It made no sense. There is no defense for the indefensible. And it might be a stupid joke or whatever, but Dan Campbell's name should be changed to Malfeasance. That was awful. That was disgusting. And all I wanted to do from this, look, Dan Campbell, we like him as a guy. That's irrelevant. I think he does a really good job of getting this team ready to play. They play for him. A lot of the play calls, I think most of them are pretty good. I thought they played pretty well yesterday. But his ability, or shall I say inability, to figure out a way to manage football games is incomprehensible. It has gotten no better than his rookie year. It's like I'm speaking, so I'm not speechless. They have to hire somebody who is a situational coach. This has gone on way too long, and it cost them some games, and it definitely cost them yesterday.
I think there's two guys that they could hire. One that is simply a clock manager, somebody that looks at the clock and tells you exactly what to do or what the situation is. And there's also a guy in terms of situational management that, and this is not uncommon throughout the NFL.
They might have somebody. Maybe that guy needs to be fired.
It's quite possible. But when it comes down to it is they give Dan Campbell that suggestion. Hey, kick the field goal. Dan Campbell has the option to go look at him and go, you're fired now. And actually make the decision. And there is another one where we talk about this sometimes where, hey, there's a pass that's intercepted down inside the 10-yard line. Hey, it's as good as a punt. Defensive players aren't always the brightest. Yes, you would think that a guy would knock a ball down, but if you take a shot, if you're going to go for it, and this kind of goes along to like 1B of you said go for it, throw it down inside the 10-yard line. Maybe you complete the pass. Maybe it's intercepted. And then instead of trying to punt it down there, it's down there with no timeouts. And it goes to punt the ball and just down it inside the 10.
Yes.
It's
coffin corner, whatever.
Yeah. Or you want to catch him off guard. All right. You do it with, and you don't see this quite often in the NFL. You see it in college where quarterback takes a snap. He punts it down there because that's not what he does. It's, you know, it's not going to be. And even if it goes down to the 15, like, it doesn't have to be a great punt.
Well, we saw a punt in the NFL yesterday, went off the guy in the middle's butt. So I don't know if I want Jared Goff punting.
But there's a number of different options that you could be creative with.
Yeah.
And get it down there because Minnesota had no timeouts.
Right.
When that ball was snapped for the field goal, there was 1:14 left on the clock. You run a play, and it's going to be, I don't know, what? Average play is 7 seconds. So there's 1:07 left, and let's just say you have them pinned somewhere inside the 20.
Right. They started their drive, Minnesota started their drive at their own 44 with 1:10 left.
And here's the other thing. You go for it.
They take over 10
at
yards.
At the 36.
Yes!
They take over 7-8 yards further from your end zone.
Well, Osborne would have been wide open anyway, but still, of course.
That makes a difference.
Of course it does.
Every yard matters.
There is nothing. There is nobody on this earth that can defend what Dan Campbell did.
I thought it was
not with Siebert as your kicker.
No, if you have Justin Tucker, okay, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's still, the math makes no sense, because if a team has a different mentality, as you know, when they have to go down the field and kick a field goal to tie, or then kicking a touchdown. So if they make the field goal, they're full bore ahead. It might actually be easier for them to score a touchdown that way, because that's what their play calling would suggest.
I thought it was Nathaniel Hackett. Like,
it was it was worse than Nathaniel Hackett.
Oh, come on. That was a 64-yard field goal.
Okay.
Here's the deal. You're going for a career long in that situation.
He ain't Justin Tucker. It makes no sense.
No.
None. You can't defend it. There are other, decisions. Well, I could somehow see why they did this, or why they, whatever. Not that. And you know who else felt that way? And we'll hear from him? Dan Campbell. But you know what? Too late, Dan. Too late. It's incredible. And here we are today. And look, it is only 3 weeks into the season. But when you look at the standings, last week, we were kidding around a lot. Battle for first place. The Lions are 1-1. The whole division's 1-1. And now the whole division's 2-1, except for the Lions, who are 1-2. And it's early. I get that. And they have Seattle. And they should be able to win. But who knows with this team? You never know. This league is turning into college football right now.
It's a home game. I mean, there's a lot of different things that you can look at.
Yeah, and then they play New England, and Matt Jones might be hurt. Okay, yeah. Look, it's just the coach of your football team should not cause you to lose the game.
No.
And you said it. It all boils down, and there are tons of other things. Is there a flag on a Warrior right now?
DeAndre, hello. Where are you?
There's plenty of blame to go around. But when it comes down to it, throughout the course of a game, there's always going to be blame to come around. And you want to just be able to get to the end of the game and have a chance to win. And you would think that if there is a special effort made by the opponent, or a boneheaded play by a player, that would be what causes you to lose a game. Not a decision like this where you have time to make that decision. You're looking at the scoreboard. You're looking at the time left on the clock. You're looking at the timeouts the opponent has. And that's what happens. That's the impetus for losing the game.
Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. The floor is yours, everyone. Your thoughts on the game, why they lost. If you can defend what Dan Campbell did, please take your best shot, because it's getting swatted away like Mutombo. 248-539-9797.
No, no, no.
It's a Stoney and Jansen program on a disgusting Monday. 97.1 The Ticket.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.